Luke Hegarty from the State Control Centre on the phone now. Now, Luke, what exactly is it that we need to be on high alert for in the Northern Country region today?
So today we've got a code red fire danger rating in the Northern Country, and what that means is that any fires that start in that district we're expecting to be uncontrollable. They're going to be moving very quickly under the strong winds that we're expecting, and they're going to be very hard for fire agencies to put out, and as a result that means that we're expecting potential today for fires that will move really quickly and potentially impact on homes. So our advice to people is that this is the time to make the decision about where you're going to be today. If you haven't already made a plan, then there's an opportunity now to make that decision to move into the larger regional centres, you know, the Echukas, the Shepparton's, the Bendigo's, where there's protection from these fires. But if you're in isolated areas, then we're expecting that it could be a situation where we're unable to reach your property and that fires will move very quickly if they do start burning.
Luke, how do people keep up to date? Obviously, when the New South Wales fires were on, people were gluing to Facebook, to local fire brigades' Facebook pages, to the Vic, to the Fires Near Me app, that sort of stuff. How do people, because people are continually on edge wanting to know what's happening, how do they find out?
That's right. So in Victoria, we've got the Vic Emergency app, so that can give you alerts when new warnings and new fires are issued in your area. There's the Vic Emergency website, which is emergency.vic.gov.au, and we've got the Vic Emergency hotline, 1-800-226-226. So all of those options are there for people to remain aware and to set up alerts for when new fires do start. They can monitor the Vic Emergency Facebook and Twitter feeds as well for updates on fires and other emergencies that are occurring in their area. Today's also a day, though, where we encourage people to keep their eyes open about what's happening locally. So as fires start, being aware of what's happening, seeing how those fires develop, because we'll be doing our best to respond our crews to those fires, issue warnings, provide updates, but it's also about people just being really aware of what's happening in their area. Those winds are going to be very strong from the north, and then when they swing around later today with the wind change, we'll see the cooler southerly winds, but they're going to be very strong and gusty as well, which means that we're expecting any fires that are burning are going to continue to burn for a few hours after those winds have turned around, and will continue to be challenging for our crews. So people just being really aware and knowing where they're going to get their information from is really critical today.
Yeah, and with it being such a hot day, obviously the people want to, you know, stay indoors and keep the blinds closed and aircon on. Would you recommend keeping blinds open to, you know, be able to see what's going on outside?
It's certainly something where if you are going to try and keep cool inside with, you know, the aircon on and your blinds down, it's something where I'm recommending that people keep their eyes open and take a look outside, and don't just look out the one window, but just keep an eye on all conditions around your house. If you are going to stay cool inside, then make sure that every 15 minutes you're getting up, having a walk around, seeing what the conditions are like, because conditions are going to change quickly today. We're going to see those winds pick up, and it's not just going to be the fires that we might see. It can be other wind-driven incidents, so trees down, power lines down, those sorts of incidents can happen today as well with those strong winds. So just being aware of what's happening in your neighbourhood is really important today.
Yeah, well, Luke, a lot of the local fireys went up and helped out with the New South Wales and Queensland fires. Now they've got a testing day ahead of them today. So we do thank you, and we thank every fiery for what you're doing for the times ahead. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
No worries. Thank you.